there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it happens about as often as, what, Halley's Comet? The Minnesota Timberwolves actually do something good. Doesn't happen all that often now. A major curveball at the NBA draft. The assumption was that the conversation would be about, you know, Philadelphia with the number one pick or something the Knicks did, and we'll get to all that later, or a Paul George phantom trade. That did not happen, but the curveball thrown by the Timberwolves, the draft geeks, they were all aroused by the parade of freshmen that were drafted, but the story here is a neutron bomb that Minnesota was able to get on the rest of the NBA compliments of the boobs that are running the Chicago Bulls. Jimmy Butler, you know by now, right? If you care about the NBA, you know Jimmy Butler, yeah. He is leaving Chicago, and he is headed to the Twin Cities for essentially what, according to my Maller analysis here, and I've spent a lot of time analyzing this, this is pocket lint and maybe some Legos, but not a full set of Legos, just a small little baggie of Legos. That's what Minnesota sent back to Chicago. This is insanity. Why couldn't the Clippers do this? Minnesota didn't give up anything. What's up with that? All right, anyway, the question here, if you were to describe, we're into describing things in radio. Right? We like to describe things. But if you were to describe this trade, how would you describe it? I've got two descriptions when the Butler trade was announced, and now that we've had some time since the draft, which I think just ended. Now, it was like a 17-hour NBA draft. But anyway, the two thoughts here on Jimmy Butler's trade to Minnesota: franchise-changing and basketball malpractice. Let me explain. First of all, Minnesota has no more excuses. Now, I'm typically known in these parts at the big Fox Sports Radio, as being the Grim Reaper, you know, the voice of doom. On this one, I'm not taking that position. My position, this is a franchise-changing deal. Jimmy Butler is, I know, it's shocking. Jimmy Butler is a top 10 player in the NBA. He already has played well with Tom Thibodeau when they were in Chicago. He's going to flourish again in Minnesota. The Wolves now have top-level NBA talent at three positions. When you got that, you get to go compete with the big boys around the NBA. Now, nobody's going to match the Golden State Warriors. They've got four studs. Nevertheless, Minnesota now gets a seat at the adult table. They're no longer a joke. And if they are a joke, they should get rid of the entire franchise if they can't win with Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, and Karl-Anthony Towns. It's a three-headed monster. This is elite talent. Now, assuming that Thibodeau can get the rest of the stiffs that are filling out that roster to play defense, occasionally tip a ball away from the other team, get a rebound, things that many NBA players are opposed to. But if that can happen with this particular team, and we know from his reputation, he's a defensive coach, Tom Thibodeau. So Jimmy Butler's going to play great. I have no doubt about that. Some doom and gloom types are saying, well, Andrew Wiggins and Jimmy Butler can't play together. Ah, shut up. They'll be fine. They'll shoot a ton, and it'll be a three-headed monster with Karl-Anthony Towns as well. And I challenge you, the Bulls have had some good teams when Butler was there, but Karl-Anthony Towns, talent-wise, has proven himself. He is no longer an unproven commodity. He's been a very productive player with the Timberwolves on some dog teams, and no one watches him because they're boring. But they won't be boring anymore. And you put Butler in there with a great offensive big guy, and you would assume that Butler's going to be even better. Now, I know they've called me Captain Knee-Jerk at times. Mark my words. Minnesota should not only think playoffs, forget the playoffs, they should be looking at a top four seed. Now, Golden State's the class of the NBA. They're certainly not at that level, but San Antonio's there. I look at this roster with these three stars, and I'm looking at the Rockets. If you're the Rockets right now, Daryl Morey and the stat geeks that worship Daryl Morey, the GM of the Rockets, you got to be concerned. Right? Because the Wolves, with that kind of elite talent, they should be lurking in the grass. Ready to attack.
Playoffs?
All right. No, I'm talking third seed. I've lost my mind. I think Minnesota, with that, those three guys, a good coach, you fill out the roster with some players that will actually play defense and get an occasional rebound, there's no reason they shouldn't win a ton of games. There's a bunch of bad teams at the bottom of the West. There's a ton of bad teams. Anyway, secondly, we talk here on Fox Sports Radio. It is the Ben Maller Show. From the Chicago side of things, as we analyze this big Jimmy Butler trade, they are, the word for this, incompetent. That is the word for this. The GM, Gar Forman, is his name. I can only think he was drinking on the job. Somebody was drinking on the job. You get rid of Jimmy Butler, a centerpiece of your franchise, for some spare parts. I read that the two players on Minnesota's roster with the worst net rating, I don't even know what that means, but it sounds good, right? The net rating. The worst net rating on the Timberwolves last season were Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn. Oh, by the way, they're now headed to Chicago. Yeah, that's a good job by the Chicago Bulls. Way to go. Now, Zach LaVine is wonderful in the slam dunk contest. What else does he do? He can't shoot. He's recovering from a shredded ACL. And clearly, Chicago, the Bulls were asleep at the switch on this. And what the heck were they thinking? What were they smoking? I hope they enjoyed it. I hope it was good for them. Because this is not good for them. And I know there's going to be a bunch of trades and free agencies, the next big thing in the NBA offseason, and everyone will get all roused about that and all excited about who's going to go where and how much money they're going to get. But the fallout from the NBA draft in this particular trade from the Bulls side, Chicago is wrapped up. We're not even in mid-prime trade season where the NBA, you know, usually the free agency, there's all kinds of transactions, the second wave, if you will. The Bulls have wrapped up the Golden Fleece Award for this year in the NBA. That is hardware that is handed out annually to teams that complete terrible transactions, whether through free agency or through trade, and this would certainly qualify. And by the way, D. Wade, I saw the story. Have you heard about this? D. Wade says, you know, I realize that Butler's been traded, and we're going to blow chunks all over the NBA. But you know what? I want to stay here. I want that $24 million salary. So apparently he's still taking that player option. He'll be back in Chicago, D. Wade. In other words, the Jimmy Butler trade is having no effect because Dwayne Wade has a 401k this season. Gets an extra year of cash. That's like Wall Street CEO style is what it's like. Now, the final word here, Minnesota better be a contender in the West and a big-time contender. And if not, then heads ought to roll here. And Chicago, you know what the Bulls franchise is after this particular transaction? Did you see that viral video this week? It was from New York, from Brooklyn, where they did the draft. And there was a New York City bus where the bus driver, this a woman, decided to step out for a moment. I don't know if she was getting a bite to eat or something. I don't know. It was that night. And so she gets out of the bus, and she didn't realize the bus wasn't parked. You saw this, right? And then the bus starts rolling backwards. The Bulls are like that bus, out of control, going the wrong way at a high rate of speed down a dead-end street. That's your Chicago Bulls. And I don't know how you – good luck. I have friends of mine that I've known over the years that do some work with the Chicago Bulls. I would love to know how you sell this. I would love to know what the selling point on this is because I don't see it. I do not see a selling point on this at all. None. All right. Anyway, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Do it live. And we are doing it live. But not everyone is here. It's, you know, it's the end of our week. And my friend, Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie, not in the house. So he is away. We got Ralph. I think he might have gotten suspended or something. I don't know. Ralph is here. We've got Danny G., the Koopa Loop, and you. And if you want to be part, you know the number. I don't need to give it out. This is a perfect night to talk NBA with all the transactions that went on in the NBA. And have I lost my mind? Have I gone insane thinking the Minnesota Timberwolves now are relevant, that they will actually contend for something meaningful with Jimmy Butler? I think I made it kind of obvious I like Jimmy Butler. I think I've made that pretty clear here.
Sounds like your new man crush.
Well, he's a hell of a player, and you gave up nothing to get him. Nothing.
Yeah, that's the part that stands out, Ben. I was watching the draft from a Red Robin bar, of all places, in Los Angeles, and there was a dude at the bar wearing a Chicago Cubs hat, and when that scrolled across the screen, he lost his mind, and I can't say one of the words he said, but he's like, "What the bleep are they thinking?" He was not a happy camper.
Yeah, well, see, you shouldn't be. I mean, we have, and I didn't play this earlier. I should have played it earlier. But I believe we have Tom Thibodeau, the Bulls coach here, who's trying to spin this that the Minnesota Timberwolves gave up actual talent to get Jimmy Butler. Is he really good? Did he say this with a straight face, or is his nose growing while he's talking?
We felt if we had the opportunity to get a player of Jimmy's caliber, that we would do it. And, of course, we hated to part ways with Zach and Chris. Get a player like Jimmy, you have to give good players up, and we did.
Really? The two worst players, according to whatever this net rating stat is, were the guys you got rid of. And that all these other players. For the people that are saying, oh, this is a winner in the NBA draft, whether you're Philadelphia or the Lakers, whoever, these are 19 and 20-year-old players. Most of them will not live up to the hype, but Jimmy Butler is a proven commodity. You always go for the proven commodity. I've said it, I've preached it for years and years and years, and most teams don't have the balls to actually go out and do it, but Minnesota able to pull it off there. So that was a a nice situation.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It was an extraordinary display of thespian activity by one LaVar Ball stealing the NBA draft with an unreal interview that seemed like it was out of a TV show or a movie. We will discuss. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. The vast Fox Sports Radio network emanating live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Just visit geico.com for a free rate quote. It is our NBA Draft-a-palooza, I guess. It sounds good. Does that sound all right? Does that have allure to it? Does that have appeal? Yes? No? All right. Anyway, so it was a mostly uneventful first round of the draft. Agree with that? I agree with that because I said it. What that means is there weren't any real shockers. There were not a lot of surprises in the top 10 picks. And who's paying attention after that? Right? The top 10 picks are what matters. Really the top five, but you watch the rest. And so this upsets me because the gurus were roughly in the right area with the picks. They didn't get it exactly right, but they weren't far off. They were all within a couple of picks after the first three picks, which were kind of going the way we thought they would go, or they thought they would go. And so we had the trade, and I will not praise it. I know I got a very angry call from Rob in Minnesota who was annoyed. Rob turns to this show for negativity. And I did a great filibuster about how great the Timberwolves are going to be with Jimmy Butler. And don't worry, Rob, I've talked to Coop off the air. We're going to delete that from the podcast. I'll do a different monologue ripping the Timberwolves. What were they thinking trying to win? They're going against everything the franchise stands for. They're supposed to be Drek. They're supposed to be terrible. They're the ones that are supposed to be getting skewered by the other teams. How dare them try to be relevant? So I've already got that. I'm working on that. So that masterpiece will be available in hour number five. So with that as the backdrop, thank God for Lonzo Ball's daddy. Now, Magic Johnson did it. He didn't bluff. He wasn't bluffing. He went for it. He took the 2-for-1 special in the draft. Now, you know how Kevin Durant, when the Warriors won the championship, his mom was there following him around, right? Well, wherever Lonzo Ball goes, right behind him is his daddy. It's the 2-for-1 special in the NBA draft. Lonzo Ball's going to La La Land with the Lakers, and his dad, who's been living in La La Land, will also join him in Lakerland, together, united in harmony. There they are. Wonderful. How great was that? Now, you know, with the Ball family, you get a whole lot more than what's just on the surface, right? You get a whole lot more. LaVar Ball stealing the show. Now, if you missed this, if you did not see this, and even if you did, I saw this several times, and I want to hear it again. I want to hear it again because it's so good. It's so good. It was one of those moments. You think back at the different moments of the draft, and there have been a few that have stood out over the years for outrageous activity. But LaVar Ball's interview on the four-letter broadcast, moments after his son, the UCLA guard Lonzo Ball, was picked by the Lakers, LaVar Ball put on one of the great displays of carnival barking I have ever seen. Let's go to the audio tape. Let's hear it. Sit back, enjoy, relax, and have some fun.
All right, we got LaVar here. And LaVar, you already got the Lakers hat.
I'm trying to tell you, I knew this was happening before it was happening.
When did you get this hat made?
When he was a baby.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
What's it like now that this has come to fruition for you? You've been talking about it for 9 months.
9 months? You're talking about 19, 20 years.
All right, 19, 20 years.
He just had the microphone on me when I was talking about it.
What's it like right now that he is an L.A. Laker?
It's a wonderful feeling. But I already knew what was coming to him. I got two more boys. I got to come do the same thing two more years.
So you're going to get them to the Lakers too. How?
The big ball away.
I know they're ready.
Ball control.
Philly is starving.
How good is Lonzo Ball going to be for the L.A. Lakers?
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Lonzo Ball is going to take the Lakers to the playoffs his first year.
No,
he said
comes
that.
In when he does. I have another hat on to say I told you so.
Thanks a lot, LeVar.
That was real. That actually happened. That was, now maybe it was scripted. I don't know. But there were some people on social media hyperventilating after that. That was great. We got to dissect this like we're in junior high school and it's like a rat. You know, we just gotta dissect it. That was a wonderful. Now, the one quote in the middle of that had everyone buzzing, right? They were freaking out and blowing this out of proportion. Complete overreaction. People losing their senses of proportion when LaVar Ball declared right in the middle that Lonzo Ball will take the Lakers to the playoffs in his first year. He shouted. The pride of a parent. So I wanted to talk about this with you. Now, the question, very simple. What do you make of a very bold guarantee by LaVar Ball? And that's just an entire minute of amazingness that took place there. It was just amazing.
Lonzo Ball is going to take the Lakers to the playoffs his first year. Come see me when he does. I have another hat on to say I told you so.
Yes, of course, yes. I can't wait. And you'll charge $700 for that hat, yes? All right. Anyway, so here's the deal. What do you make of this LaVar Ball thing? It was both spectacular and it was necessary. It was spectacular and necessary, and I'll tell you why. This was a vintage LaVar Ball. Daddy did a victory lap moments after the Lakers made the pick. His kid was not even, he hadn't even put on the jersey. He had the hat on, and LaVar Ball's doing a victory lap. It was spectacular theater to watch LaVar work his magic. See what I did there? It looked visually, I know we're on a platform without pictures, but just trust me, it looked like a parody of Vince McMahon doing a WWE interview. I thought it was Monday Night Raw. I thought we had fallen off, and I was watching the USA Network or something like that, and I was watching a WWE production.
Brother.
And I was waiting for my friend Rusev, P1, number one celebrity listener to the Ben Maller Show, the great wrestler Rusev. I was waiting for him to pop up next to LaVar Ball. It was pure entertainment was what it was. And, might I add, that speech by LaVar Ball was written by Justin Cooper and Danny G Radio. Those guys wrote that speech. They wrote the talking points for LaVar Ball.
Number one.
Yes, exactly. Now, the second part of this, as we talk here on Fox Sports Radio, the Ben Maller Show, LaVar Ball had to walk like a peacock at the draft. That was the necessary part. Why? You know why. He has to advance the big baller brand. If you are charging $8,000 for a t-shirt, you got to put on a show, right? And if you're one of these stick-in-the-muds who are antagonized by LaVar, let me tell you something right now. This is great life advice. You don't usually turn to overnight sports radio for great life advice. Here's my advice. Chill out, okay? LaVar Ball is a lot of things. He's apparently a pretty good father. Maybe he's not. I don't know. He seems like he's a pretty good father to me. He's very interactive with his kids. Maybe too much so. He's committed to his family. And you know what? He's an entertainer. You cannot take everything LaVar Ball says literally. And in the reaction, it reminds me very much of these people that are all freaked out by Donald Trump as the president. And if you take everything Donald Trump says at face value, you are going to want to jump off a building, okay? You can't do that. You can't. And in the sports world we live in with LaVar Ball, you also can't take everything. It's a carnival barker. If you have no sense of sarcasm, I've had bosses before. And I'm not going to name them, but I've had bosses that do not get sarcasm. And they think the show you listen to is the worst show ever because they don't get it. They don't understand. They just don't have that. But if you have an appreciation for sarcasm, and I guess in the case of LaVar Ball, you've got to have an appreciation of a snake oil salesman. Right? If you don't have that, then you know, stay away. LaVar Ball has already mastered the Svengali effect, I believe it's called, where he's got this like mind control over many in the mainstream media. Now, we're not mainstream because we're on when everyone's sleeping. See, that's the cool thing about doing the overnight show. We get to sneak into the radio station, which is a big-time radio station, mainstream radio station, but we are the overnight people. The mainstream people are on when the sun's up. So we're not mainstream, but the mainstream media, they have fallen in love with this. They can't get enough. And I like it too, but I know where LeVar is coming from. I get it. Now, the parting shot on this, LeVar Ball is a marketing genius, and he's also someone that should be running the Lakers PR office, the publicity office for the Lakers. Now, that said, right, a little perspective. LeVar said that the Lakers are going to the playoffs. Are the Lakers actually going to make the playoffs next season? Of course not. Have you seen their roster? Come on. They got a roster of fecal matter. They ain't going to the playoffs. You got to be kidding me. And who knows what the future holds for Lonzo Ball. Is he going to crash and burn in the NBA? Is this going to be a case where he has no ability to cash the giant big baller brand checks that his daddy has been writing? It's unlikely. This has the makings. I hope it lasts longer than Johnny Manziel. We were all in on Johnny Manziel. That lasted about 2 minutes, and then he's off with beautiful women on the beaches of God knows where, and it certainly doesn't seem like he's missing the NFL very much, but hopefully for Lonzo, he can make it, and there is a bullseye, a gigantic bullseye, the size of a whale, which is all over his body here. Everyone's going to take down Lonzo Ball this year, so that's good. If you play well, and everyone's gunning for you, and you're in the crosshairs, good for Lonzo Ball. It's going to be a good roller coaster ride. He's got the unorthodox jump shot. We've seen a lot of guys with unorthodox jump shots that don't make it in the NBA. They can't get their shot off. Will it be different for Lonzo Ball? We will find out. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. If you would like to opine about this, if you're a very sensitive issue, I know. You're vulnerable because if you heard LeVar Ball's voice there. This is delicate. I get it. But you can join us. You know the number. And also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller, the iHeartRadio app. You can hear the show everywhere. iHeartRadio, Satellite Radio, XM Sirius, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 83, and you name it, we are pretty much there. That's how it works. Eddie is away. He is out. Is he ill? Is this a sick day for Eddie? I don't know how that works. Ralph's in here somewhere walking around the building, and Danny G Radio, the Coop-a-Loop, who are here, and more. This is great. Now, I am so happy for you, Danny and Coop, that you get LeVar Ball and Lonzo Ball and all the instability that these two gentlemen bring. I think it's great.
Ben, every single thing that LeVar has predicted has come true. Every single thing. So you, and now you say you were going to announce what city you're in right now.
Yes, I am broadcasting from a secret location somewhere just adjacent to the Las Vegas Strip in Sin City,
so
at the iHeart Media Building in Vegas. Yes.
Take LeVar's word to the sports books, Ben. Do it.
No, I am not. I am not going to do it.
Put Lakers in the playoffs and put your wallet behind it, Ben.
No. That is insanity. Although I have this thing. I came here. I just take care of some business, but I have my gambling associate who I've been gambling with when it was. I didn't bet in high school because that would be illegal. But if I had bet in high school, it would be with the guy that I'm with now. I've known him for a long time as a gambling buddy. So we're here gambling. Now, of course, legal. We would not do that in high school because that would be wrong and that would be immoral and inappropriate. So we would not do that. But we're doing it now. And so I'm such a degenerate, guys, that I, on my way here, I try to get sleep. We do the overnight show. And so I didn't get much sleep on my beautiful Sleep Number bed. And we were gunning it to get to Vegas from Los Angeles, and we didn't think we were going to make it to the Strip. So I watched the NBA draft at a seedy hotel in Prim, Nevada. And I'm such a loser and a gambling degenerate. I'm sitting at a hotel on the state line of California, Nevada, in Prim, where they've got Buffalo Bills and Whiskey Pete's and all these other. There's one other hotel. And I'm betting baseball. I'm like Pete Rose. I got baseball game bets going, and I'm watching the NBA draft. I loved it. It was wonderful.
Dirty carpet, an IHOP, and cigar smoke.
Exactly. And no one under the age of 87 is allowed in that. It was quite the spectacle, but that's how I spent my time watching the NBA draft. So that was it was enjoyable.
There's looser slots there.
That's what they say, but I don't know if I buy that.
Not in my experience.
I was there for like 2.5 hours, which I'm embarrassed to admit, and I did not see anyone win anything. I won, though. I thank God for the Chicago Cubs. I'm a big Cub fan right now because they smoked the Marlins in a classic matchup of two teams that are floundering right now. I enjoyed that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And it is Maller to the third degree time with much gusto, enthusiasm, and delight. A man who will be fair as a judge, fair as a moderator, the Coop Galoop.
Ben, Oscar De La Hoya seems to have been doing a lot of whining lately. And most recently, he said that he thinks that Dana White was disrespectful for scheduling the McGregor-Mayweather fight ahead of the also highly anticipated Triple G versus Canelo fight. Ben, do you think that this was a shady move by Dana White, or is De La Hoya just being a little bitch?
Yeah, well, I'll go with the little bitch. The word is optimistic, or opportunistic and optimistic for my man Dana White, right? Now, we'll go with the opportunistic because, A, Dana White is a savage. This is a savage move. He waited, and the Mayweather group and all that, they waited for the date to be set for the Canelo fight. And like a snake in the grass, once that was set, they took advantage of the opportunity, right? They realized, listen, I can get ahead of this. And the real fight fans, they are excited about Triple G and Canelo. They love it. They can't wait for that fight. But they're like, hey, wait a minute. We'll get the rest of these lemmings to pay for our fight, and we'll be ahead of the curve on this. And that's exactly what Dana White did. You know, the boxing honks are all about, forget that McGregor-Mayweather fight. That's a joke. But Triple G and Canelo's the fight to watch this year in boxing. And so, but there's more public interest in Mayweather-McGregor. And White knew that. He took advantage of it. And B, Oscar De La Hoya should be baffled, mesmerized, and also at the same time impressed, because the advice here for De La Hoya is to learn from Dana White. And next time a scenario plays out, not that it might ever happen in De La Hoya's life or our lives, but if something similar happens down the line, you are now prepared. This was a miscalculation by the golden boy. He's going to have to get a new pair of panties. All right, next.
Panthers general manager said that there's a different attitude this year. I feel like this is 2015 all over again with this group. Now, Ben, the Panthers made a lot of moves this offseason to try and regain their Super Bowl form from a couple of years ago. Do you think this will be a bounce-back year?
Well, what is your definition of bounce-back? Carolina is a better team if you look at their depth chart on a website. They are a better football team. I am not convinced that they are special. I hear bounce back, I think playoffs, I think winning playoff games. I don't look at Carolina that way. Number one, Cam Newton had a poor season a year ago. He's coming off surgery. He's the center of that offensive universe for the Panthers. Everything revolves around what Cam Newton can do, running the football, throwing the football. If he's rusty, if it takes him a couple of games, because we hear he's not going to play much in the preseason, if at all, and so if it takes him a couple of games to get the motor started, Carolina gets off to the slow start, and then they're doomed. Remember last year, I think they were like 1-5 to start the year last year, and that was over at that point. And number two, there are a ton of hurdles to jump over in the NFC South. It's not the greatest division in football, but it's the most even division. Assuming the Falcons don't have a hangover, a pratfall after what they did choking against the Patriots in the Super Bowl, Matty Ice and company are a team that's going to win 11-plus games. So you start with that, and then you've got teams that are the unknown, the wild card, like Tampa Bay. Everyone's hyping up Tampa Bay with DeSean Jackson now. Is that going to work out? New Orleans still has Drew Brees. Adrian Peterson, I'm not a believer in that, but some people are. So I see Carolina better, but I'm going 9-7. That's a bounce back. I think they were 6-10 last year. So that's nothing to write about on Instagram or anything. Next!
Dave Roberts called out Dodgers fans for not showing up to the ballot box. Corey Seager was Rookie of the Year last year and is the centerpiece of one of baseball's best teams, but he still trails Zach Cozart in the All-Star voting. What gives, Ben? What's wrong with your fellow Doyer fans?
You're trying to take a pot shot? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah. All right. I'll point it out to you right now. First of all, I love the Mets. We should have Mr. Met throw out the first pitch at Dodger Stadium on Friday night. I know the Mets are leaving town, but my God. All right. I am going to blame Spectrum Cable, whatever the hell that is, formerly known as Time Warner, for all of this. They are the fall guy, and I'll tell you why. First of all, Los Angeles, as you know, Coop, because you live in Los Angeles, the second biggest media market, and I believe the number is around 70% of the people do not have access. They have no way to watch Dodger baseball on television. They are being locked out. Dodger baseball is just a rumor on the boob tube, which is great for the radio, but it's not great for television, and it's all because of that dispute with DirecTV and some others. That's your villain. That's the bad guy. And secondly, Corey Seager is the best shortstop in the National League. It's not that close. And I am not worried about the All-Star game. That is a distraction. It is a sideshow. We got bigger fish to fry. The Dodgers have a chance to fix one of the great disgraces, one of the blights on the baseball landscape. They've not won the World Series. They haven't been to the World Series since 1988. That's an embarrassment. Ronald Reagan was the president. You got to go back to the dark ages. No social media. The internet didn't really exist. There was no smartphones. That's back in middle age times. They got to get that done. They got to get to the World Series. I ain't worried about Corey Seager in the All-Star game. Worried about the damn World Series. That's what I'm worried about. And there it is, Mallard to the third degree. How did we do?
Ben, you pass this edition.
That's a winner!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Here we go. Let's do this.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
All right, these are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners to the show like yourself. These have been submitted either on social media. Many of them, most of the ones I get, come on email. I got a good group of people that have been very supportive. We thank you for that. Every week you guys send me one or two jokes, and it works out very well. And so my email address, if you want to be part of this for a future edition, and you can email me about anything you want. If people send me about documentaries they think I would like, things like that. So it's BenMallerShow@gmail for the purposes of this segment. It's BenMallerShow@gmail. The way this works, Eddie's away, so I'll bounce the joke off Danny G. Danny's going to do double duty here. I'll bounce the joke off Danny G., and he will be the gatekeeper. I'll see if he can handle that.
Now, Ben, are you sure? Because I heard Ralph in the update studio practicing to be your straight man.
Well, are you there, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ralph, can you handle it?
Yeah.
Right. There might be some ad-libbing, Ralph. Are you sure you want? I mean, you might have to improvise. Are you sure?
I just did.
How great would it be, like, if Ralph played for Steve Kerr and, like, the Warriors, their entire offense is improv, right? It's all kind of going on the fly. And my man Ralph's like, Coach, you didn't call a play? What's wrong with you? You got to call a play, Coach. What's wrong with you? All right. Well, we'll try to bounce it off, Ralph. We'll see how that goes. I'm sure Ralph will be fine. He'll do very well. And we'll do that. And then Coop's got his offensive joke. So Danny G will be the gatekeeper. If a joke is funny, you'll hear this. If it is not funny, if it does not live up to the billing, then this will be played. And if a joke could go either way, it's very mysterious when that happens, you'll hear this.
And get ass on Facebook.
It's taken out of context, as you can tell. I would never say that. I'm a professional.
It's called you talking too fast.
I'm a professional broadcaster.
And get
Danny.
Ass on Facebook.
I would never. I'm a married man. I do not get ass on Facebook. That does not happen. How dare you? All right. I'm not on Facebook that much anyway. All right, let's do this. Here we go. And batting leadoff on Big Ben's lame jokes of the week, the jokester himself, Serious Sean, the dancing man. What do you got for us, Serious Sean?
Hey, Ben, first before I tell you the joke, I'm going to say I'm going to a Dodger game today, and I'm going to have fun.
Good. Have a good time, man. Get one of those giant pretzels. That's what I love. I can't eat them right now, but I love them.
I'm going to the all-you-can-eat place, so I'm going to get a ton of Dodger dogs. So, yeah,
and I just fill up on peanuts and nachos. That's what you got to do. That's the move.
All right. Where do cows go for entertainment?
Okay, well, I know this is going to be a very nuanced joke. Where do cows go for entertainment? I don't know.
To the movies.
All right. All right. Here we go. How benevolent? I don't know. Just move on. How benevolent are the L.A. Lakers?
How benevolent are the L.A. Lakers?
Yeah, Ralph. They're giving a first round draft pick, Lonzo Ball's father, LeVar, a 1-way ticket to Tahiti. Right. That was from Eek in Roseville. And we move on. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. A large rat was caught on video dragging a bag full of trash across the sidewalk in New York City this week.
I see. That's quite a sight.
Yeah, now we know who's replacing Kristaps Porzingis in the Knicks lineup. That's Kurt from Earth. All right, Big Ben's Lame Jokes. What did Clipper Blake Griffin say to 79-year-old Jerry West when offered a lifetime contract?
A lifetime contract? What did he say?
He said, "My lifetime or yours?" How dare you, Eek.
That's ageism.
That is ageism. That's like the kind of stuff Danny G usually does. Well, a study says older teens in the U.S. are as sedentary as 60-year-olds. How about that?
That is shocking.
Charles Barkley says, "Leave my kids out of this." It's from Tony in New Jersey. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Well, Amazon, the people that run Amazon, they really like donuts, Ralph.
Well, who doesn't?
That's why they bought Whole Foods. It's from Corny Kevin that sent that one in. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Coopaloop, you got an appetizer offensive joke you'd like to begin with, Coop?
Nothing appropriate. I'm still searching for something that can be said.
All right, send those offensive jokes to Coop that will not get him suspended like Eddie is tonight. What do you call, boy? Here's one. Maybe I should send this one for Coop. I'm going to save this one. I'll send this one to Coop. Well, I'm going to send this one to Coop right now, and then you can use that one. Dirty Dan sent this one to me, and he's pretty good. I'll send that to you right there. All right, so Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Ralph, if your parachute doesn't deploy,
Yes.
You have the rest of your life to fix it.
And get ass on Facebook.
All right, that was Jeff in Milwaukee's attempt at humor. All right, Ralph, give a man a fire. He will be warm for the night.
Give a man a fire. He'll be warm for the night.
Set a man on fire. He will be warm for the rest of his life. Again, Jeff in Milwaukee did not work out for you, Jeff. It's a bad job by you. All right. Did you hear they had to close the library in Medford?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, Jeannie checked out the book and colored it in.
I'm a doctor.
It's from Stephen in parts unknown, he says. I don't want to read that one on the air. What do you call a stolen Tesla?
A stolen Tesla.
An Edison. All right. Let's see. Nearly 4 in 10 people born after 1980 have a tattoo. How about that, Ralph?
That is quite the stat.
Do you have a tattoo, Ralph?
No.
You do not. Okay. Those percentages go down dramatically, though, if you take away J.R. Smith. All right. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. A Chick-fil-A has started serving a gluten-free bun at restaurants across the U.S.
I see.
Andy Reid called them heathens at Chick-fil-A. Said they're heathens. Wow. Tough crowd here. I'm sorry, Mike. That was Danny G that did not enjoy
Your work, a Popeyes.
What? Everyone else was booing in the studio.
Oh, stop!
Too.
People singled
me out.
Everyone loves this.
You didn't even like that.
I don't. They all sound the same to me. Popeyes. Here's another food reference. Popeyes recently created chicken fingers covered in cookie dough.
Chicken fingers covered in cookie dough.
Yes. Otherwise known as 10-year-old Bartolo Colon's wet dream.
I've had those chicken fingers, Ben. They're delicious.
Are they good? I gotta maybe have a cheat meal here, and I might have to partake in that.
No, I did cheat a little bit.
Yeah, I keep getting Chinese dog food jokes. Do we want those? Are we looking for those?
Well, it is a holiday.
Yeah. All right. Chinese dog meat festival apparently opened this week despite ban rumors, Ralph.
Yes.
Yeah, you can get chicken poodle soup there.
Doesn't make any sense.
Just Ralph, that's what... axe-throwing venues are gaining popularity in Denver, Ralph.
Of course, axe-throwing.
Yeah, these morons apparently are just axing for it. Let's pause for the cause here. Coop, I sent it Coop a joke. We'll see if we use that joke. If not, he's got to find a different offensive joke.
I have a different one.
Okay, you didn't like that one?
No.
You didn't like Dirty Dan and Austin's hooker
no.
fart joke?
No.
All right. Listen, Dan, I tried. I didn't read it, but I sent it to Coop. He was 0-2. We'll get to the big finish, the closer of Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. We'll do that. We'll do it next.
It's been said the Ben Maller Show is the best-kept secret in sports radio. Well, you can help change that. Word-of-mouth advertising is the best advertising. Post about the show on social media and help keep the show growing.
Now back to Ben Maller. Thanks, Ralph. All right, that's a lame... I know it wasn't there. You want to ad-lib. I know that. I don't expect much. All right, let's get back to it, Big Ben's. Lame jokes of the week. What kind of love is hot when it's cold and cold when it's hot?
Hot when it's cold and cold when it's hot.
That would be Kevin Love. Ooh. All right, that was Gordon in Tacoma sent that one in. Did you hear that Angry Bill is joining forces with Michael Floyd to start their own political wing?
Angry Bill and Michael Floyd.
Yeah, it's the KTP, the Kombucha Tea Party. It's from Josh the Jokester set that one in.
What about a 9-year-old girl?
I know. All right, Coop, what do you got for us, Coopaloop? What do you got?
What do Whitney Houston and a toddler have in common?
You handle this one, Ralph. Go ahead.
What do Whitney Houston and a toddler have in common?
Yes, both have a hard time getting out of the bathtub. From Chad on Twitter. Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, thanks. It's great. Boy, I can't believe Ralph was part of that. He's compliant. He's enabling Coop. All right. Which animals are the smartest?
Which are the smartest animals?
Fish. They stay in school. That's from the Assad father in Chicago. Good man, the Assad father. It's Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. What is Coopa Loop's idea of a balanced diet?
A balanced diet for Coop.
Yeah. A joint in both hands. That's right. Jimmy the Geek in Columbus, Ohio. Coop, you got another one? Go ahead, Coop. What do you got?
Did you hear about the 3-car accident in Mexico City?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, 42 people were injured.
Coop.
Racist.
At least Eddie's not here to play the his little shot. Right. Did you hear Bartolo Colon burned 2,000 calories in only a few hours?
2,000?
Yeah, he took a nap while he was baking brownies. And it's from Mike in Toledo. If Arnie Spanier and Weedman Hippie co-hosted a show, what would it be called?
What a show. What would it be called?
The Stink Pot. That's from the Inca Terror. Did you hear that? Are we ready for the closer? I don't know. All right. Two more. Charles Barkley went to a fat farm. Tiger Woods went to a drug rehab farm. Where did Bartolo Colon go?
Where?
Pet Petridge Farm. It's from Gordon in Tacoma. All right, last one. Closer. Here we go. Did you know that Justin Cooper has found sponsorship for the NASCAR race this weekend?
No. What is it?
He'll be driving the Tampax Life 420 car. It's from Josh the Jokester.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. And now,
it's just what you've been waiting for.
It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it! All right, let's do it. Here we go. It is time now for Balderdash. And who do we have lined up to play this week? Now, these questions have been written, we believe, by Anthony in Anaheim. So thank you, Anthony, our ghostwriter, and his girlfriend that hates our show. But he's still listening. There she is right there mocking us with her laughter. All right, so we have, let's say hello to our defending champion from Columbus. We say hello to Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
What's going on, Bill?
Welcome, Kevin. And for those that did not hear last week, what do you do, Kevin, in Indianapolis?
Columbus.
Oh, Columbus. I was close. What do you do in Columbus?
I drive a car all night for a repossession company.
There you go. Oh, yeah, you're the repo guy. Yeah, I got you.
I steal people, right. Yeah, steal people's stuff.
I know. You're a thief. Okay. But you're on, kind of on the up and up, I guess. You still get chased around in the middle of the night, though. All right, guys, hold on, Kevin in Columbus. And Cleveland Ray is going to play. Hello, Cleveland Ray.
Hello, Mr. Maller.
Cleveland, your birthday's coming up, Cleveland Ray, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
In it.
15th birthday, right around the corner, Big Ben. Thanks.
Yeah. Very excited.
I'm very excited for my driver's permit there, if you understand.
I understand, yes. All right, well, here we go, everybody. We're going to play Balderdash. Now, the categories are Category 1, multiple. Category number 2, give me those digits. And Category number 3, stop breathing into the phone. That's not the category, but it's annoying me. Category number 3 is traitor. Traitor. All right, let's start with Kevin. The values for 2, 4, 6, 8, and 1,000. Where do you want to go, Kevin?
Multiple.
All right, multiple. This category is about players who won multiple championships and regular season MVPs. Gentlemen, your name is your buzzer. Good luck. The winner will get a golden ticket, $200. He is the only player to win multiple MVPs in a Warriors uniform and just took the Cavs in five Ray. Games. Ray.
Steph Curry.
Correct. All right, $400. This former Spartan is the NBA's all-time leader in assists per game with 11.2.
Kevin.
Oh, I heard Kevin first. Kevin.
Magic Johnson.
Correct. Irvin Magic Johnson is right. We move on. And the $600 question. This five-time champ has three finals MVPs to go with his
Kevin.
Two. Kevin.
Kobe Bryant.
No. Five-time champ has three finals MVPs to go with his two. That's misspelled. Regular season MVPs. He also won College Player of the Year and the most important award in all of sport, the John R. Wooden Award in his final year of college. Ray, anything?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Is it Jordan? How dare you get that wrong. No, it's not. It's Tim Duncan was who you're looking for. Tim Duncan. Let's keep it going for $800 on Balderdash. The category is multiple on the Ben Maller Show. We've got Kevin in Columbus, our defending champ, and Cleveland Ray in parts unknown. $800. This three-time champ and two-time MVP has led the NFL in passer rating a record six times.
Ray.
Tom
Brady.
He's going with Tom Brady. No, that's a terrible answer. Actually, it's not terrible, but it's wrong. Kevin, you want to try to steal or pass?
Did you finish all the question?
Yeah, he's a three-time champ, two-time Super Bowl, or two-time MVP, and he led the NFL in passer rating a record six times.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, so not going to answer. Steve Young. We were looking for Steve Young. Well, this board's tough. $1,000, yeah. The question value on multiple players that have won multiple championships and regular season MVPs. This three-time National League Most Valuable Player has hit the most home runs by any player that spent his entire career with one team.
Ray.
Okay, Ray.
Who is Willie Mays?
Ray's going to go with... No, not Willie Mays. Yeah, Willie Mays played with a couple teams. What about you, Kevin?
Mike Schmidt.
Bam, he got it. It's Mike Schmidt with the Fighting Phils. Good job by you. We'll keep it going. And, Kevin, we have Give Me Those Digits, and the last category is Trader.
Give me them digits.
All right, give me them digits. I will say the name of the athlete. You tell me their uniform number. So I'll give you the name of the athlete. You tell me their number. $200, Paul George.
Ray.
Ray.
13.
Bam, on the board again. All right, $400. Tim Duncan.
Ray.
Ray.
21.
Bam.
We need some hockey.
And good luck. I don't think Eddie wrote this. $600. I give you the name. You give me the athlete. And we're going to go football on this one, or baseball. Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow. How soon we forget. Anybody do?
Ray.
Oh, Ray. All right, Ray.
12.
No. Kevin, nothing?
No. Nope.
Okay, number 15. We'll do another one in this category for $800. I give you the name. You give me the athlete. Adrian Peterson.
7.
Kevin.
28.
Bam. All right, $1,000. We close out the category. Here it is. I'll give you the name of the player. You give me the number. Karl Anthony Towns. That's a tough one. You're not in Minnesota. Even if you're in Minnesota, that's a tough one. I don't even pay attention.
Ray.
Ray's going to go for it. Ray.
32?
Bam! He got it right. It's Karl Anthony Towns, number 32. All right, what's the score, Koopaloop? We got a clock situation.
It is 1,600 for Kevin and negative 1,200 for Ray.
I didn't know you got counted off for each time you got wrong.
It's balderdash.
You cheated on Karl Anthony Towns. It's negative.
Look at Kevin's like, you're a cheater. Kevin, you won. He lost. Don't worry. Listen, Ray, you were like a child holding a machine gun. You were shooting everywhere. Listen, it didn't work out for you. We thank you, Ray. Happy birthday early. And, Kevin, you win again. You get a golden ticket. You get a golden ticket.
I got a golden ticket. I got a golden ticket.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.